Welcome to the SBCN podcast, a production of the Small Business Community Network, brought to you by Brad Poulos, small business coach, entrepreneurship professor, and author of the Small Business Operator's Manual, a guide to running your small business profitably.
It's Linda Ockwell-Jenner here again with another SBCN Small Biz podcast. I am very, very happy today to be interviewing a lovely human being, Adam Maurer, who is the Director of Workhouse Waterloo Region. We got to know that wonderful, wonderful organisation via TELUS when we were invited to an event there at TELUS, and we're very impressed. And actually, they are now the title sponsors for the Small Business Community Network, for which we're very grateful. And we host our monthly meetings there. It's a wonderful, wonderful organization. Good morning, Adam, and how are you?
Good morning, Linda. Thank you so much for having me. I feel like we've been talking about this for a long time, and we finally found the time to do it. And I'm doing pretty good. Just coming off vacation, so nice and busy, but it's a beautiful summer day, so I can't complain.
No, and I've never heard you complain yet. So Adam, for our listeners, and we do have global listeners, but more for the people based in the surrounding areas who have no idea what Workhouse is, could you give me a little bit of history, please?
Yeah, so Workhouse, we are fully Canadian co-working and flex space provider. We have spaces primarily in Toronto in the GTA. We have 10 there. We have one in Calgary, and we have the one that I oversee, the SCBN is part of here for their monthly event in downtown Kitchener. I have been with Workhouse for a long time, both as a member and actually running this space. But here in downtown Kitchener, we opened in 2019, and been going pretty well ever since. And we provide a number of different services that seem like they're always expanding, especially in a post-pandemic world.
That's absolutely wonderful, because I do know, I'm quite familiar with the area, that there used to be quite a lot of spaces for people to work via different organisations. But I never felt, Adam, that any of them were quite as, how can I say this, the ambience of walking in to this Workhouse in particular. I haven't been to any of the others, I'd love to. But walking in, there's a friendly atmosphere, but it's very professional. And the way the furniture's set out and the sofas and the private offices, you know, I don't have an office there, unfortunately, but it would be a joy to work there. So, Adam, why did you get involved with this organisation? I'd like people to know a little bit more about you as well.
Yeah. So, you know, as we've kind of chatted about before, my background here at Workhouse is fairly unique, where I actually was introduced to the brand, the company, as a member. This is all the way back in 2015, when the company was kind of just getting started. I believe it had been around for approximately a year prior to me reaching out. But my background is not, running a co-working space or, hospitality and community management. My actual background is marketing and public relations. That's what my education is in. And for a while, I had a book marketing and public relations agency that I helped to start, kind of right out of school, basically. We were growing, we had a number of clients, and I always joke that I was working from home before working from home was cool. So this was... This was about 2014, 2015, and it was getting to the point, Linda, where I was just in my apartment in Toronto all day, and I wasn't having that human connection anymore. I was watching SportsCenter all day on a loop. It repeats every 30 minutes. It's the same show, by the way. And I was, you know, just going to Tim Hortons just to talk to people. And then the people at the nearby LCBO also knew me by name, which is when I knew it. I had a real problem at that point.
That's funny.
I had a problem. So I knew I had to get out of the house. And, you know, with the company I was with at the time, we started looking around and, you know, we explored all the different co-working options. So that includes the giants like the WeWorks, the Spaces, Regus, all kinds. But then we found Workhouse and we met my boss and I at the time. We met our founder and CEO Adrian, and this is back when he was still running the front desk. The first location was by St. Lawrence Market in Toronto, and as soon as we did the tour, I just fell in love with the vibe and the space. And back then the space certainly wasn't, you know, it wasn't the Taj Mahal by any sense, which is what a lot of other operators, you know, they had, but there was something about it, the heart and the people that made the space welcoming. And you kind of touched on it as well, that kind of professional yet fun kind of homey feeling that I think, you know, that we can replicate, you know, through all of our spaces. So I got my start, you know, actually as a member, and I was there for a few years. I ended up moving back home to Kitchener, just because honestly, Toronto got too expensive. I was working remotely for a while. I did the coffee shop thing, which is great. It's great. Mm-hmm. A lot of people do it, but it doesn't work for if you take yourself seriously and you have a professional job. You can't be on the call with like producers and media, which is what I was doing, pitching your client, and you have the coffee grinder in the background, or you have the people at the table next to you talking about what they did on the weekend. The internet connection isn't great. There's not enough plugs, so I was already getting frustrated, you know, with the situation. And then kind of out of the blue, our Adrian, he sent me a text saying, I think we're going to open up a space in KW. Do you want to talk about it? And I jumped at the opportunity because it was an opportunity to return to a Workhouse just in a different way and return to a company that, you know, had, you know, given me so much in terms of professional and personal growth. You know, I was in my 20s when I was, you know, doing my previous role, and you know, talking to members who have, you know, had more experience than I do, and you know, going to all the social events that I can touch on as well later, that really allowed me to grow my network, and do it in a way that was organic and not forced.
That's interesting. Why did you? A lot of people, you know, won't know the answer, but I know you do, Adam. Why did you feel it was important to grow your network in particular?
I think it's important, well, at the time, because I was basically in a new venture and young, of course. speaking to anybody who has more experience, not just in, you know, marketing or public relations, but in business, in life, that was really, really helpful. And sometimes it was chatting, you know, in the kitchen, you know, in at Workhouse. Other times it was, you know, we would go to the bar, and we would sit down and chat and bond that way, and you know, talk about business and you know, ways that I could be approaching things. That was back then.
Yeah, basically what I'm seeing here is a workplace basically where you can build those relationships, you can meet at the coffee you know, center and talk to other people who are working there. It's not like you're sitting in an office on your own, completely isolated. You make friends, you make new connections, you build relationships. But I think that is very much down to the atmosphere of workhouse as well, isn't it? It kind of, you know, promotes that kind of getting together and getting to know each other and helping each other, doesn't it?
Yeah. And I think that's what makes the space special.
Definitely.
And for a long time, Linda, people have always asked me, you know, what makes your space special? Because obviously there's, you know, there's others out there that, you know, focus on, you know, other niches. And I've always said it's the people. It's the dynamic that we have in our spaces. It's super special, and that's largely, you know, led by our community managers at each location. They're there to curate, you know, the experience for members, and that's making those professional and personal connections. That's ensuring that, you know, when they are coming in, because everybody comes in a little bit less now because of hybrid work and the way the pandemic has changed the way people work. But people are looking for that human connection again. I just did a tour right before we're recording this, and her main reason for coming in was that she's been feeling isolated, and she's looking for people to talk to again. She works remotely for a company in the US. So, you know, we have different solutions for people, like ranging from, you know, coming in using one of the hot desk memberships, our dedicated desks. And then for teams, we have all of our private offices, and they all come, you know, with all the bells and whistles that you need, to be productive, to be happy at work. And collaborate, especially with other people. Maybe it's people you work with, maybe it's people you don't.
Collaboration's the word. Yeah, that is definitely the word, because some people think if they have a hot desk, let's say, and there's other people around, they can't talk to them because it's not promoting that. Some of the other workspaces, you know, around kitchen and whatever, not promoting that coming together. You also have a networking, you have like socials, don't you, for your members? I know at this particular location. And I think that's an excellent way to go to bring everybody together.
Yes. That's honestly how people initially meet, because everybody comes in with a little bit of trepidation, especially if they've been working from home for, you know, 3 to 4 years. Some of the social skills sometimes, you know, they aren't as built up anymore as they once were. So it takes a little bit for people to come out of their shell, but we do that here at Workhouse through, you know, largely our member socials, which are very, you know, laid back and fun ways for people to get to know each other, network and collaborate. And this happens across companies. It's not just within people who work for the same team. An example, you know, I always, you know, share with people when they ask about the connections you can make here is we had somebody new start. They were just getting started, you know, in their entrepreneurial journey. And as most people do, they need a website. So the person was an expert in their field. They wrote all the content, but they didn't know how to build a website. Mm-hmm. At least, you know, one that would be functional. So so they were talking to me and they're like, yeah, I just need a little bit of help. And then I was like, well, how do you go talk to this person, and this person? They do web design. Do you want, I'm happy to make an introduction if you want one. And they're like, oh, really? Like, you can do that for me? I'm like, yes, of course. That's kind of my job here. Make connections.
That is the magic potion. Sorry for interrupting. That is the magic potion. That is you and the other directors at the other workspaces. That's what is the magic, you know, potion that makes this work. Now, the question I'm sometimes asked, so I send people to you, Adam, is can an entrepreneur afford your hot desk? I know the larger companies, which I believe have the a lot of the larger companies, organizations have the space, don't they, Adam? So I believe it's very affordable for an entrepreneur, or even obviously for the larger companies. I feel that it's got so much to offer. It's an investment, isn't it? The financial investment is really pays off with all the amenities you have. The location is excellent. So would you say to, you know, the entrepreneurs in particular, the startups out there, that yes, come in and chat with you because it's affordable and it has everything that we've talked about today to offer?
Yeah, absolutely. I had the pleasure of, you know, getting to speak with, you know, companies of all sizes, from, you know, your big Fortune 500 companies down to, you know, single, you know, entrepreneurs, solopreneurs, whatever we want to call them. And obviously cost is, you know, paramount, especially when you're just getting started. So with what we do here, we try and give as much value as we can with our memberships without nickel and diming our members.
Yes.
So by that, we mean everything here is included. So everything from 24/7 access, you know, very fast fiber internet, you know, printing, premium coffee, meeting rooms, reception, use of business address, which is always, you know, something that's highly sought after. Because a lot of entrepreneurs don't want to have to work, you know, out of their house. It doesn't, yes, it doesn't give the air of professionalism. So all kinds of stuff. And obviously all the member socials that we mentioned as well. So our memberships, you know, regularly, you know, start around the $200 a month mark. And they're offered on a month to month agreement, which is very flexible. You know, we don't do, you know, 5-10 year leases, like a lot of traditional offices.
Yeah, I'm with you.
Everything that we do here is designed to be flexible. It's designed to give value, and it's designed to, you know, ensure that, you know, people can work in an environment that, you know, makes them happy, and in an environment that they can, you know, they feel comfortable collaborating in, as well as a space that kind of feels like a home away from home, which is especially important nowadays.
I think so. I honestly cannot say enough good things about it, because before COVID, not recently, I'm just too busy. Before COVID, I visited a lot of the other, you know, workspaces. You name some of the names, and nothing wrong with them. They are suitable for a certain kind of business or business owner. But I do feel that the community you've built there, and also the communities in the other locations that Workhouse has, you know, brings people together in a different way. And you've mentioned so many things: networking, collaboration, the cost is important, all the things you've mentioned. What I'd like to do, Adam, is for you to share with our listeners a website address and how they can contact you if they want to maybe come in for a tour.
Yeah, absolutely. So our main website is workhouse.ca, and from there, all of our locations are listed. So that includes obviously Kitchener-Waterloo. We have 10 in Toronto, the one in Calgary. And from each of those pages, there's a little form that you can fill out that kind of just asks, you know, how can we help, basically. And that goes directly to me if we're looking for Kitchener-Waterloo. But if anybody, you know, is local, they can always just pick up the phone and give me a call. 519-279-6789 is our number here. I'm pretty easy to find. I'm here Monday to Friday nine till five. So people can show up too.
And you don't scare me. People don't believe I'm shy, but I'm shy. So, you know, the first time I met you, as I say, was through a TELUS event, and you were awesome then, but you're even more fantastic now. You make sure that even though we're only meeting there one night a month, you make sure we're all comfortable, our attendees are comfortable. I love the drinks, the coffee machine, the hot chocolate. I think it's amazing.
It's important when people are in the space, if they're here one day for an hour, they hear all the time that, you know, they feel like, you know, they're welcomed. They feel like, you know, they're acknowledged, because at the end of the day, we are providing a service. And I always kind of keep that in the back of my mind. I want to give the same, you know, same reception, same services, same feeling that I got when I was a member to when people, mm-hmm. when people come here. So I always keep that in mind.
Well, you do a great job, and I know that you've got to dash off to another meeting, as I have. I hope I haven't kept you too long, but this has been a fabulous way to find out more about, you know, not just the workhouse in Kitchener Waterloo, but all the other locations. I think it's fantastic. You have a great brand. You have a great reputation. And I can't thank you enough, Kitchener Waterloo and the Mauer Workhouse, for being the SBCN title sponsors for, you know, our monthly meetings. And have a wonderful day, Adam.
Thank you so much for having me, Linda. I really appreciate it. And we'll see you next month.